How did your diagnosis of diabetes come about?
In 1943, prior to starting primary school, when I was 4 years old, diabetes was diagnosed by a Dr. Shaw. Now, he was my GP, and I imagine the family had called on him for minor ailments since I was born. And I mean, my only recollections of the suffering involved, suffering in quotes, that was involved, was some excessive loss of weight and chronic thirst, and generally feeling out of sorts and with no energy. And fortunately, Dr. Shaw was able to put his finger on the problem and referred me to a diabetic consultant in a hospital in Plymouth, a Dr. Shaw, who said, yes, you've got diabetes, and immediately advised that I should move on to, after a series of blood tests and various other tests, move on to insulin twice a day, quite minor amounts of insulin, soluble insulin. And this, of course, as a child of four, was fairly traumatic, and possibly even more traumatic for my mother, who was alone at that time, on because my father was overseas. So you can imagine a mother with a child of four, her only child, how she must have felt when he had contracted this terrible disease called diabetes, which she'd never heard of before, and was condemned to have insulin injections for the rest of his life.
Were you admitted to hospital at the time of diagnosis?
No, I didn't go into hospital. I was part of the walking wounded from day one, but it meant very regular visits to the Greenbank Hospital in Plymouth, since demolished and now a building estate. I used to go, as far as I can recall, something like every month, and the visits used to entail a visit to the path lab, where a prick in the thumb or finger produced the requisite amount of blood, which went off for testing. My mother and I then